maybe some have seen that close in their own lives. Death is a reality. But with Christ, there is victory over death. There is hope in death. There is a peace that passes all understanding that only Christ can give when we think about death. When we think about the reality that someday we all will die. We won't be reincarnated. There's not hope that we can come back and live a little better life. There's not, oh, I hope I did good enough that maybe I can get into heaven. As we were reminded this morning from the choir, that without Christ, our hope and promise is eternity in hell. And that is no hope. When you and I die, we deserve nothing but hell. The wages of sin is death. But Jesus died for you, my friend. Jesus died for me. Why would we not accept that gift? Easter is not just about coming to church. Easter's not about family gatherings. Easter's not about the fun and the candy and the gifts that we can give each other. Though some of those things are fun and we partake in those, the reality of Easter is that it's not just another holiday or a religious holiday. Easter reminds us that we can personally have a relationship with the God who created this earth. He silenced the boast of the grave. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 1, it says, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher." Why do we celebrate Easter on a Sunday every year? Because it's Sunday that Christ arose. Why is it that we gather together as a church family every week on a Sunday? Because we celebrate Christ arose. He did, like the song says, "Lo, in the grave he lay, but up from the grave he arose." He is alive, and that is what we have to celebrate today. Verse 2, "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not, ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail! And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him." Easter is about worshiping him. We don't go on a pilgrimage to see the grave of our religious leader. Our religious leader isn't just some religious leader. Our religious leader is God himself, who has made heaven and earth, who has victory over death and the grave. That is why we have hope when we come to death. Because Jesus is alive, and he's promised if we know Jesus as Savior, there is victory over the grave. But my friend, what do you think of when you think of death? These ladies, as they were after the time of Jesus' death, the ladies, the disciples, others that followed him, they mourned his death, though he told them he would come back to life again. But they mourned his death. They were amazed that he was alive. Yet he prophesied he would come back to life. And if you and I want to take this Easter and make it one of the most memorable Easters we can have, we must, number one, remember to seek him early. Some of you have already sought him. Some of you came out at 8 o'clock. That doesn't mean you sought him early. Though you got here. And maybe you made it for the 8:30 breakfast time and you enjoyed that fellowship there. But as we seek Him early, it's us seeking Him now. Many people in our world today say, someday, when I'm older. Young people say, I've got so much life to live. My cousin thought that when he died in a car accident when he was 18 years old. We aren't promised tomorrow. The choir sang about that. You don't know what will happen on the way home. And I hope there's no car accidents around here. But we aren't promised to make it home safely. We must seek Him now. These ladies, they went first thing in the morning this day after the Sabbath. The first day of the week, they sought Him now. Why did they seek Him? To honor Him. And if you know Jesus Christ as Savior, it is your desire to seek Him and honor Him in the day. Yes, enjoy your family gatherings and enjoy your fun celebrations about Easter. And remember, it's about Him. Let's honor Him. This is not just the Lord's Day every Sunday. This is a special Lord's Day. An opportunity that we as believers have to remember He is alive, as He said. Seek Him early to honor Him. Seek Him early to help your own heart. These ladies and the disciples and others, they were mourning the loss of their leader, who really was their Savior. But as they mourned this loss, they went to seek Him. Maybe you've got struggles. I just don't know what to think or how to think, and I just feel so lost, and I'm in the midst of a whirlwind in my own heart and my mind and my emotions. If you know Jesus Christ as Savior, turn to Him and His Word. My friend, if you don't know Jesus Christ as His Savior, turn to Him and His Word. He came for you so that you can have peace in the midst of a storm and the turmoils of life. He didn't promise that life would be easy. How many of us can vouch for that? But He promised to be faithful. He promised victory and power. Not that we can do whatever we please, but so that we can honor God with our lives and have peace in the midst of difficulties in life. Easter reminds us to seek Him early because He makes a difference in our hearts. If you don't know Him, my friend, will you seek Him now? But from this passage in Matthew 28, we are not just reminded to seek Him early. We are reminded that if we are going to have a memorable Easter, as we seek Him early, we will find Him now. Not just someday. It's not just some religious path we try to work our way through and get better and change my life by doing this and doing that and doing the other. But when I seek Him now, He's right here. He wants me to find Him now. When these ladies went to seek Him, and the grave was empty, and the angel told them to go tell His disciples that He was alive, when they were going, who did they find? Jesus. They found Him now. My friend, if you're here and you don't know Jesus as Savior, if you seek Him, you will find Him. Now. You don't have to wait till you clean up your life or change your life or work through all your emotions and I don't know what's going on. But He's here now for you. For you today. To bring clarity to life. Though we may not understand everything that goes on, and we won't, we can seek Him and find Him. And as we find Him, we are reminded that He is alive. That's why they could seek Him and find Him. They didn't just seek to anoint His body and find a body. They found a risen Savior. And this is not just some religious belief. The reality of life is Jesus is alive. We serve a risen Savior. So many religions serve a dead leader. And His ways and His causes and how He's taught. But there's something special about Christianity. Not because you and I are special, but because God has made Himself known to us, that we can know Him. When we seek Him, we will find Him. We can know Him. He's alive. And as you seek Him and find Him, you remember that He is your Savior. Aren't you thankful? Those of you who know Jesus as Savior, it's a special time to remember, He's my Savior. That's why I have hope in this life. I was 4.5 years old. How many of you are under 7? Some of you are under 7 in here, right? Some of you are under 7. Okay, and you know, it's just like, man, I'm young, and I remember when I was 4.5. How many of you remember that long ago, right? Some of you are like, that was a lifetime ago. When I was 4.5 years old, I realized I was a sinner. No, I didn't go commit murder, and I didn't do all these other things, but I disobeyed my parents. And did you know that me disobeying my parents condemned me to death? Because the wages of sin is what? But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My parents pointed me to the Word of God and said, if you seek Him, you will find Him. And I did. I wish my life was always great. It's not always easy. But I'm thankful for a Savior who's changed my life. Today is about Him. And my friend, if you are here and you do not know Jesus as Savior, would you seek Him and find Him? God's holy Lamb come to take away the sins of the world, and specifically your sins. Easter's a special day. You came out to church today. Maybe you have a church you regularly attend. Maybe you come off and on, and there's something special about Easter, and we know it. It's because Christ is alive. If you've never asked Jesus to forgive your sins, my friend, would you do that today? Maybe you look back and you say, I know I'm saved. I've asked Jesus to forgive me of my sins, but I sure have walked away from Him. Would you seek Him daily and draw close to Him? You will find Him. He promises if you know Him as Savior, He will never leave you nor forsake you. Seek Him and find Him. And maybe you say, well, I'm saved. I know I'm saved. And I strive to please Him. I strive to spend time in His Word seeking Him. Aren't you thankful we can continue doing that in knowing Him in a greater way? Not just getting better in our religion, but growing closer to our risen Savior. He's alive. So no matter where you find yourself this morning, will you seek Him? You will find Him. He will make a difference in your life.